Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
Here we cater for that can be 1,000 covers a day when you include breakfast, afternoon tea, lunches, canapé parties, set-down dinners.
That was Adam Pearson, who is a sous chef.
A sous chef? What is a sous chef?
Well, a sous chef is the person in a kitchen who manages and directs everything.
Ah, a sous chef 就是助理大厨的意思，是厨房里的二号总管，保证各个程序的工作都按部就班，保证每道菜都保质保量。
Adam is one of the many young people in the UK following his dream. And in this series, we're meeting four young people, all with different passions and ambitions. Hello, I'm Andrea.
大家好，我是杨丽。在这套年轻英国人系列节目中，我们将带大家了解几位有雄心壮志并且奋斗有成的年轻人 ,Young Britons.
Here we cater for that can be 1,000 covers a day when you include breakfast, afternoon tea, lunches, canapé parties, set-down dinners.
亚当在伦敦豪华酒店克拉瑞治里面工作，这是顶级酒店 ,a top hotel. 早些时候我们在繁忙的厨房里采访了他，他说他手下的团队每天要满足高达1000个人头的订餐。在餐饮业的行话里，一顿餐就是 one cover， 按照客户要求提供饮食供应就是 cater for。 They cater for up to 1,000 covers a day。 接下来亚当向我们介绍了他手下的年轻厨师 James 是如何做菜的。
So you can see how James's fingers are made of asbestos here, because he's not using, I don't let him use tongs, so I like him to get right in there with the food, to feel the texture, feel the cooking of it. He's really connected with his ingredients.
亚当形容 James 拥有石棉指 Fingers of Asbestos， 因为他必须要用手而不是用铲子去翻热锅里烧烤着的肉。
Brave man. James has to use his fingers because Adam won't let him use tongs.
Tongs 就是夹子。
James doesn't use tongs, so he's really connected with his ingredients.
James 和他的菜之间有一种紧密的联系。
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
亚当又是如何步入烹饪这一行当的呢？请你注意听，亚当的父母是不是鼓励他干厨师这一行呢？
I started cooking at a very young age. My parents tried to put me off cooking by sending me for some work experience at a hotel in Yorkshire. I loved it.
亚当说呀，他从很小就开始做饭了。不过他的父母不赞成，让他到一家酒店去实习体验一下，试图阻止他干这一行 ，put him off cooking。可是适得其反 ，he loved it.
I started cooking at a very young age. My parents tried to put me off cooking by sending me for some work experience at a hotel in Yorkshire. I loved it. I didn't do college, but I got sent here on advice to get a good classical bass training.So I arrived at Claridge's without any technical sort of qualifications for cookery. It was very overwhelming coming into a big kitchen, working somewhere where there was probably 5 chefs to then 50 chefs, and such a volume of things, such a high standard was fantastic.
Adam didn't go to college, but started work at Claridge's, one of the most expensive and famous hotels in London. There, he got a good classical bass training.
他获得了全套的基本功训练。不过开始阶段他觉得有些吃不消 overwhelming。 这里一共有50名厨师，工作都要符合高标准 to a very high standard。 我很想听听他起步时的感受是什么样的。
See if you can hear what tasks Adam had to do when he first started.
I had a 4-day trial, so I think I peeled lots of potatoes, prepped lots of asparagus and really dived in there and looked enthusiastic and took it from there.
Adam peeled lots of potatoes.
削土豆皮。
And he prepped asparagus.
Asparagus 就是芦笋。不过 prepped 这个词又是什么意思呢？
Prepped is short for the word prepared. In that clip, Adam said he dived into the work.
这个短语的字面意思是纵身跳入，此处所表达的是他满腔热情地投入了烹饪这一行。那么这位年轻的助理大厨对自己的未来有什么设想呢？
In 5 years' time, I think the dream would be to have my own restaurant and a fantastic team of chefs producing wonderful food. I enjoy the challenge of creating fantastic food for 200 or 300, just as much as I do for creating it for two.
So in 5 years' time, perhaps Adam Pearson will have his own restaurant and a team of chefs producing wonderful food.
他说呀，他既喜欢为几百桌大菜做准备时的那种挑战，也喜欢精雕细刻地为两位顾客准备一顿特别的美味佳肴。好了，如果你想了解更多的英语学习节目，请随时登录 bbcukchina.com. Bye.
Bye.